And now coming into the practice, let's take a bit of time to settle into the body. Becoming really nicely grounded in the body. What do you need to do to make that happen? And remember your intentions for practice. What are your particular intentions for this practice? And within that, can you bring a spirit of metta, M-E-T-T-A, the Pali word for friendliness, or more commonly, loving kindness. Can you bring that spirit of friendliness, of metta, to yourself and your experiences, along with any particular intentions you may have, and our general intentions to be curious? And within this body sitting, selecting an anchor for practice, what will help you to be very embodied? Will it be a focus on the breath in one place, or breath and body together, or body scan, or hearing? What will really help you to feel deeply embodied? And within your anchor, practicing in the silence for the next few minutes. noticing if there's any stress or struggle. Is there any dukkha showing up? Possibly wanting things to be different from how they are, some clinging, some aversion, some manifestation of ill will to yourself or your experiences. It can be very subtle. And so we can freshen ourselves by scanning through a quick sweep of the Brahma Viharas, the divine or heavenly abodes. Some simple phrases, ones that we practiced on the retreat. May I dwell in peace and ease. Peace and ease. May I be consoled. May I be consoled. May I be delighted. May I be delighted. May I notice delight. May I be happy and contented. Happy and contented. So take a few moments to just sweep the mind with the Brahma Viharas, the divine heavenly abodes, these good places for our mind hearts to dwell. And take a few moments to finish off the phrases. Feel back into your anchor. It feels like it's slipped away with the phrases. And notice if that little sweep with the divine abodes was a support for you with your intentions here today. Intentions to be curious and kind. Meditation teacher Longchenpa said, "Out of the soil of friendliness grows the beautiful bloom of compassion, watered by the tears of joy and sheltered beneath the cool shade of the tree of equanimity." And so letting the phrases be, and practicing for a while with your chosen anchor, being sure to be very embodied as you do so. As challenges show themselves, the mind wanders, doing our best to invoke that spirit of metta and anchor deeply into the body. Ah, yes, this too. This too. Let it move through. Letting it all be known and felt, yet not clung to or pushed away from. as we continue to practice, we'll now come back to sweeping the mind with the heavenly abodes, these sublime abidings, all synonyms for the same thing, the Brahma Viharas. And we'll come back to the phrases that we were using with a little tag on piece in the midst of this or in the midst of things for each of the phrases. And the first phrase is dwelling in peace and ease. And this is an equanimity phrase. And to keep the embodiment happening, you may find it very helpful as you say the phrase to feel the ease of the out-breath. The ease of the out-breath. The second phrase being to be consoled, to be consoled in the midst of things. And here we want to really feel a nice strong back and an open, warm-hearted front, soft at the front, strong back, soft front. That helps us to embody the compassion phrase, to be consoled. Then we come to our joy phrase, being delighted in the midst of things. And here we may invoke a wee smile, the corners of the lips, the eyes, embodying some joyfulness. We needn't feel joyful, compassion, or equanimous, not at all. We simply work with the phrases in an embodied way. And then our loving kindness phrase that we're working with today is to be happy and contented in the midst of things. That this life, this moment is enough. And so we might keep that wee smile going and really ground down back into the lower parts of the body. This moment, this body, and smiling into it. And so, coming to ourselves again with the phrases. May I dwell in peace and ease in the midst of things, in the midst of this. And feeling the ease of the out-breath. Peace and ease in the midst of things with the out-breath. May I be consoled in the midst of things. Soft front, strong back, feeling it through the torso. May I be consoled in the midst of things. And with a wee smile, may I be delighted in the midst of things. May I notice or detect delight in the midst of things. And letting the smile flow down through the body on the out-breath, grounding us with the loving kindness phrase. May I be happy and contented in the midst of things, in the midst of this moment. Happy and contented. Happy and contented in the midst of things. As Thich Nhat Hanh says, there is no way to happiness. Happiness is the way. And practicing a little longer for yourself. Peace and ease, consoled, delighted, happy and contented in the midst of things. Embodiment all the way through. Hand to the heart or elsewhere at any point. And taking a few moments to wrap up the phrases for yourself and really notice how they sit with you within the body, heart, mind. And now holding in mind some being that you'd like to offer these phrases for. Let it be someone that feels pretty easy, human or otherwise. Feels easy. Maybe you're not too involved, or this one just really creates ease or a smile or delight. holding this being in mind, offering them the ease of the out-breath. May you too dwell in peace and ease in the midst of things. Ease of the out-breath. Feeling that strong back and soft front, and offering, may you be consoled in the midst of things. Consoled in the midst of things. And bringing a wee bit of a smile to the eyes, the lips. May you be delighted in the midst of things. May you detect delight in the midst of things. Letting that smile radiate down through the body for grounding. The feet, the legs, the bottom, the hands. May you be happy and contented in the midst of things. Happy and contented. And take a few moments to finish off the phrases for this one. And notice how it feels within your body, heart, mind. And now letting the goodwill of the divine abode spread outwards to all beings. And you might let this community stand in for all beings, taking a little glance at the screen, seeing the squares, the names, or perhaps the faces. Appreciating your natural well-wishing for one another that can extend outwards to all beings. And so with the ease of the out-breath, may all beings dwell in peace and ease in the midst of things. May all beings be consoled. In the midst of things, soft front, strong back, remembering we're including ourselves with all beings. Consoled in the midst of things. And with the smile, may we all be delighted in the midst of things. May all beings detect, notice delight in the midst of things. And letting that smile radiate down through the body to ground, feet, legs, bottom, hands. May all beings be happy and contented in the midst of things. This moment is enough. Happy and contented in the midst of things. And take a few moments to wrap up the phrases. And again, noticing how the practice sits with you in body, heart, and mind. Rest back in your anchor. Noticing the effects of the practice, the effects of the phrases, the embodying of the phrases within your anchor. And taking whatever benefits have accrued from the practice for ourselves and outwards, for others, and our interactions with one another. May we all benefit from the good homes of the divine abodes. May we all be free.